Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. I walk into my daughter's bedroom, and it's got scattered clothes. Clothes on the floor, clothes draped over the chair, clothes in the bed, clothes on the dresser. I can't even tell what's clean and what is dirty. Has a tornado magically entered this room? Or has the Looney Tunes Tasmanian Devil come to visit? This drives me insane. So today we're going to talk about how to communicate with your kids so that maybe they'll listen. Yes, I don't know if they don't understand all those clothes cost money. Maybe they don't realize that their clothes are getting wrinkled by just throwing them on the floor. And how am I going to get my daughter to change her behavior? Now, I talk about changing behaviors all the time. And I'm going to mention that discipline or natural consequences could be another way of changing behavior. Now, I hate discipline. It's like exercise. Healthy, but not pleasant. I don't consider all discipline negative, though. In fact, my definition of discipline is actually more of a training. I like positive discipline better, like creating rewards charts and, you know, doing things that you're rewarding your child for the behavior that you want to see again. But let's face it, even positive discipline techniques are exhausting. Now, one thing that happens to a lot of parents is we get into the old same routine of discipline. We do the same stuff over and over and over again. It's likely take away the electronics. I know. I use that one all the time too. But there's actually four different techniques that work. And when combined in different combination, they can be really effective. I'm going to have a whole other video on that. Yeah, video. I do have a YouTube channel too. If you haven't checked it out yet, it's theimpactfulparent.com/YouTube. And there, I'll leave a link here in the bio too, underneath this podcast, for you to go see that video of the four different types of discipline techniques. I think it could be really helpful when you're trying to get kids to change behavior. But again, that's for another day. Today, I like to focus more on how are we communicating to our kids. Because how we're making these requests makes a big difference in how they're receiving these requests. I'm going to give you my 12 tips for better communicating your requests with your child today. And I'm hoping that maybe, just maybe, these easy tips, when implemented, will have your children doing what you need them to without the big fights. So let's get at it. Tip number one, be consistent. Yeah, consistency creates a standard and an expectation. Without consistency, you're going to be working twice as hard to get your message across. How to communicate with your kids better? Tip number two, make sure that you don't bluff. You can't say that you're going to take away the electronics and then not follow through. The kids will call you on that bluff every time. So make sure you're consistent and don't bluff about it. Tip number three for communicating with your child. Be clear and concise with your delivery of instructions and expectations. Use simple, direct language. For example, pick up your room. Very simple, very direct. Pick up your room. Now, that brings me to tip number four for communicating better with your child. Don't phrase your request in a question format. For example, don't say, "Can you clean up your room, please?" No. Instead, say, "Clean your room, please." When you make a request a question, you are not only confusing that literal child, but it makes the request sound like an option. So, again, simple, concise language. And now tip number 5. When you give your instructions, move closer to the child. Don't yell your request from upstairs. This makes it really easy to ignore you. The younger the child, the more critical it is to give instructions to them nearby. This is super important. Tip number 6 for communicating better with your child. Try using a gesture to demonstrate what you want them to do. For example, point to the socks that you want them to pick up, or show them how to clean the plate properly and then let them do the rest of the dishes. By showing your child what you want, in combination with telling them what you want, it can be much more effective. Communicating with your child better, tip number 7. For more complicated tasks, or with younger children, ask them to rephrase what you want. This not only clarifies that communication, but it also gets the child to think about what is being asked of them. So, go ahead and make your request, and then ask them, okay, what are you going to do now? What did I want you to do? What did I just say? What are the next steps? And if they can't tell you exactly what you just said, or you need to correct them, it gives you that opportunity. Communicating with your child, tip number 8. Praise the child if they begin to move on your request within 5 seconds. Yeah, even though they haven't finished what you asked them to do, praise them right away for starting. I feel like a lot of parents skip this all the time, but compliance is desirable. And so we want to see this behavior over and over again. So tell them how much you appreciate that they were listening and took action immediately. Tip number 9, give one warning. Just one, not 10, not 3, not even 2. Give one warning and tell the child what the consequences will be. I'm also an advocate for having your child tell you what they think a consequence should be. So I may give my child a warning and say, okay, I don't want you to do that behavior. That's your warning. If you do it again, what's going to be your consequence? I like having my child contribute into that and having an input. Maybe it's for you and maybe it's not, but I like the suggestion. So maybe give it a try. Tip number 10, don't make your consequences something that you don't want to back up. This is another crucial error that so many parents make, but the consequence that you choose, it has to be something that you will follow through with and hopefully follow through with easily. Again, don't bluff, so you have to make sure that the consequence is something that you're willing to implement. Talking with your kids, tip 11. Praise them again when the task is completed. You may also want to establish a reward system for good behavior. I'm a big believer in positive reinforcement and praising my kids a lot. Praising the desirable behavior is critical, and it makes them feel good. Then you're showing them, yes, that's exactly what I'm looking for. Thank you so much. And tip number 12, follow through on your punishment or consequence if they are not compliant. Now, having said that, if the child attempted to comply but fell short of your expectations, then give them another chance to prove themselves. Again, I feel like a lot of parents give a request and then when their child doesn't completely fulfill up to that, what they wanted, what the parent really wanted to see, then we jump to conclusions and think that the child might be lazy or that they're just not doing it all on purpose. When really, it could be us. It could be our lack of clarity. Let me give you an example. If I asked my son to clean his room, but he only picked up his clothes from the floor, but didn't make his bed, then I wouldn't punish him for not cleaning his room. See, the direction that I gave, go clean your room, please, wasn't clear enough. I needed to be more specific with exactly the tasks I needed him to do in order to clean his room. So instead, I go back to giving clear, concise directions. I gesture to the bed to show him that it is still unacceptable. And then I allow him to comply and correct. Then I would reward or praise him when he meets my expectations. Discipline is one of the hardest things about parenting. But like exercise, we gotta do it. We need to teach our kids specific life skills and provide them boundaries to keep them safe and grow them into successful adults. So again, check out the YouTube video that I have on the four different types of discipline. I'll leave it in the show notes. It's called Discipline Techniques That Work, which again is on my YouTube channel. And I will give you a free PDF today with all 12 communication tips that I mentioned for you today in this podcast. All 12 right there. So you don't need to write it down. You can just print out this free PDF and review it, post it on your fridge, whatever you need to do to help you to remember how to give a little bit clearer direction. That way, we don't get quite as frustrated with our kids when they don't understand what we want. I hope that helps. You are an impactful parent, and I'm just here to help. Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. So go to the Impactful Parent website and sign up for a 30-day challenge. Browse the free resources or register for the weekly newsletter so that you don't miss a parenting tip that can help you and your family. Thanks for listening today, and go to theimpactfulparent.com. See you next episode.